Yo, Breezy.
Yo, yo.
Man, I thought yesterday was going to be the shortest review of all the round picks, but man, I was wrong. You ready to get into it today?
Yeah, them second round things look a little different, man. Let's get it. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Breezy and Mike, we are back in the building. Oh my gosh, man. This is part two of the eight-part series when it comes to these draft picks, which is interesting because in less than 30 days, the San Francisco 49ers will be drafted in the first round and in the second round.
Got to bolster these numbers, man, because it ain't looking good so far. So let's start today's episode with explaining to our faithful and loyal supporters why we are half an hour early. What is going on? And shout out to everybody in the chat already. Y'all hold it down, man. What's up?
What's going on, everybody out there, man? Shout out to the Breezy Bunch crew, man. I appreciate y'all. Manly, Peachy, Black Orchid, man. Miss Debbie's out there. Marty Marv, 49er Empire, Red and Gold Blooded. Don't Bother Me. What's up? My sister Tanya's out there. Manuel's out there. They are out there. They're in them streets. Look, 3:30. We had to go early because apparently there is going to be some popcorn must ready, you know, TV on the internet. You know, from a former 49er player, and Eric Armstead, he put out this trailer yesterday that, you know, I'm going to tell you, me, he's really talking to me. I'm going to tell you what really happened behind the scenes. Now, we know that the Niners offered him some money. The word on the street was they offered him around that $17 million mark to make this year. So he was asked to take a pay cut. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he didn't want to take the pay cut, which I'm not mad. I'm not mad that he didn't want to take the pay cut. But, you know, there are reasons why they asked him to take a pay cut. You know what I'm saying? This wasn't a restructuring. This was, hey, I need you to take less money. And if you don't want to take less money, I understand. And we wish you well. Like, that's kind of like what happened. So, Mike, I don't know how you feel about the situation, but Eric Armstead said he feels disrespected. He was disrespected. Did the 49ers lowball him? That's the question, because last time I checked, he making $17 million a year in Jacksonville.
What's lowball is such a crucial word, because I don't know what they offered him. Did he say what they offered him?
I think that's what we're going to find out today. We'll see. I mean, he might just be baiting everybody to tune into his podcast, season two kickoff. I want everybody to know, the only real show out there is the BAM show and anything Mike and Breezy put their faces in, okay? I'm just going to tell you that, right? We say what we mean what we say, and so ain't no bait and switching going on over here. But if y'all want to watch some TV, get your popcorn, because we're going to be tuned in, and I'm going to be clipping stuff up and, you know, probably sell a T-shirt or two.
Can I ask you another question before we get to what Eric Armstead actually said? Yeah. I got the clip pulled up. We could play it, but it's free promo for him. I'm sure he's not going to be upset about it. When did podcasters start saying like season two and season three and all that stuff, if it wasn't like a story type of thing?
I always start my new season when the new league year starts. So
You say it or like title it like this is the third season of whatever, whatever?
I know when I do my podcast for listeners, it breaks it up and like the new season has been designated. So for the Wayne Breezy show, season three is on, you know, it's underway. So gotcha. I let them know. But I might not say, hey, season three. That's why I stick with the episode numbers are still high. I don't start over in the episode numbers, but I do designate that.
New season.
Yeah. So
that makes sense. Okay. All right, just wondering. Let's play this clip, man. Let's hear what Armstead actually had to say. Let's, I don't know, third and long. Okay. Go ahead.
Good Armstead. Podcast.
A lot has happened this offseason. I'm no longer with the 49ers. I have a new team. First off, like, I want to say, like, I don't have any animosity towards the organization, Kyle, John, the York family. I did feel extremely disrespected. They extended an offer to me.
Wait. Did he say, I have no animosity towards anybody, and literally followed up with, I feel disrespected?
Yeah. And you could tell it's around this offer, because the rumor is...
I did station, like, Kyle, John.
The rumor is it's about $10 million, so, you know, which he was set to make in the 20s. That's a big pay cut, if it's $10 million.
Okay. All right, let's see.
Say, like, I don't have any animosity towards the organization, Kyle, John, the York family. I did feel extremely disrespected. They extended an offer to me, $1 million, 9 years of me being there. The fans deserve to know what happened.
No, we don't know. He blinked it
9 years
smart.
Of me being there. The fans extended an offer to me, $1 million, 9 years of me being there. The fans deserve to know what happened. You know, I had to make some decisions. A lot has happened this offseason.
Okay. All right. So he feels away. And so he's going live at 4. Is that, or it airs at 4? Like, it's like a premiere thing. Like, where do you watch this podcast? Is it on YouTube?
I guess.
Look,
we're promoting this podcast on the show. We got to tell people where to go to watch it. Like, the hell? He ain't paying us.
All right.
He still That's want money bad. For them T-shirts. Fuck out of here.
All right. So are we going to try to talk about it? Or are we going to wait to see what he says? Or because opinions on this.
I mean, you want to give an opinion? Give your opinion. But tomorrow, we'll break it down. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. I think that the 49ers should have, and I'm going to do air quotes, lowballed him. Let me start with saying that.
They should have lowballed him.
Yes. Yes. From a business standpoint, the 49ers, if what he's saying is true and it was a low number, did the right thing. They have paid him X amount of dollars over the last two seasons, and he's probably played a total of 15 games. 16. I mean, you know what? Let me not. We don't have to paint spitball this. Like, we could look it up actually. So, it says here. I'm not gonna count. I know it's gonna sound bad. I'm not gonna count the postseason, even though he did come back for the postseason. He played 12 games last year, and 9. So he did 21 games. 21 out of 34. Okay. I think that the team paid him his money. He probably had injury settlements, not settlements, but injury
but the Niners,
guarantees and all that stuff. That
he was on
him.
The last year of his deal. And the Niners weren't going to restructure him on the last year of his deal. Like, the Niners were making it clear that they were probably going to be moving forward. Let's just keep it a buck. And he knew that. And the Niners did exactly what you said that they were going to do from a business standpoint. They came in, they hit him with a number, they looked at what he did, they looked at his production on the football field, they looked at his availability, you know, per the season, and he got paid. And I know he took a couple of, he did what, one or two maybe restructures since he got the deal, but he still got paid. Like, he still got his money. And so, like, I'm not mad at him, and I'm not saying that he needed to take a deal or do anything other than what the last year of his contract. They didn't, I mean, they paid Jimmy Garoppolo his last year, but they needed Jimmy. Like, you know what I mean? But technically they didn't need Jimmy because they had Trey Lance. They could have just used Trey Lance. Trey Lance could have got his rookie season on, and Jimmy could have just been an overpaid backup quarterback. That's not how the Niners wanted to go about it. But with Eric Armstead, I mean, he was kind of declining on this defense. I'm not asking him to put up the double-digit sack years, but it just seemed like his availability wasn't there.
That's the only thing that was missing, was his physical presence on the field. But maybe the Niners learned from the Jimmy Garoppolo situation. Remember they were like, we got to get rid of him, we got to get rid of him. They tried. They wouldn't even let him go in practice. And then all of a sudden there was this injury thing, so he had to be on the team. Like, Jimmy bamboozled his way into that last season of being here. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because of the injury. Right. Well, I'm talking about the next season, but the season prior to that, like Trey Lance's rookie season, he didn't bamboozle himself. He was still paid, remember, on that last year, his deal, remember? And then the next year, they brought him back he had one more year after that, excuse me. And then they were going to let him go, remember? And then his agent was like, yeah, so we're going to have this surgery right about now.
Right now. Yes. Yeah. So maybe the look, we do know for a fact that Armstead had some foot issues and things like that. They didn't want to be in that same situation where, like, all right, like, if we offer him this and it's all incentives, but then he gets his surgery, now we're stuck and we're on the hook again. Maybe they're learning from their mistakes.
It's a possibility.
And the flip side is this. They did what they had to do to protect themselves, and Eric Armstead did what he was supposed to do as well.
1,000%.
I believe that when you look at his numbers, when he played those full seasons, he had numbers comparable to Chris Jones and Sam Darnold. Listen to me. Aaron Donald. Not talking about sacks. Okay.
Talking impact?
I'm talking impact, and I'm talking about productivity. Yes. A lot of people remember Chris Jones because he'll make a big play in the fourth quarter. Eric Armstead usually starts games hot. Eric Armstead will have the same production as Chris Jones, but it's about when you do it, and that's what sticks out in people's minds.
Yeah, well,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, but I think the issue with Eric Armstead is because of his availability, he couldn't give the 49ers consistency. And so when you look at the type of injuries that he was suffering from, it was this injury repeating. And so the plantar fasciitis probably wasn't going to get any better. And the Niners realized that they were overpaying a damaged good. And so we still want the good. We just don't want to pay the same amount, you know? And it's not saying that they were going to ask him to, work harder, work more, excuse me, or more of a role. But what if that was part of the reason? Because the Niners did pay him, and part of his payment was to play the role, whether to go inside or outside. Remember in the last couple of years, he was like, yo, I get paid to play defensive tackle, so I'm going to play defensive tackle. That outside stuff kind of stopped, remember? I don't know if you peeped that. He didn't line up outside a lot.
Well, because it requires more from the feet, I think. I think it was kind of, you know, both things. And I think the Niners said, well, if you're not going to be this two-way player for us,
then we can't pay you the top premier dollar. And that's my point.
Two-side player, not two-way. I'm sorry. But, yeah. Yeah, I agree. And so both parties were right, though. When he's healthy, he puts up – listen, Chris Jones has never had a season with 45 tackles. Not one in his entire life.
But I don't think you're going to get
in the pro
a league. Huge amount of tackles from your defensive tackle, though.
Eric Armstead does it regularly. And that's kind of my point. Eric Armstead has seasons with 60-plus tackles. So does Aaron Donald. But that's my point. And I'm not saying that he's on their level. What I'm saying is if his production is on course for their production, then his team is going to say, that's the contract we're looking at. That's what we're going off of. Now, they get more sacks than us. We'll take a couple million less. But that's the productivity that we're going to get. So you need to pay us like them. The market is the market. And you get paid based off of where you fall in productivity, based off of that market.
Yeah, but at the time he got his contract, he got paid top money in that market. At the time
you're
he got
about
his
the past, yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about the time he got his contract. This. Yeah, but Chris Jones and Aaron Donald kept resetting the market, and so like It's not contract time, dog.
It was. This was contract time. And so I understand his team saying.
It wasn't contract time from the San Francisco 49ers perspective. Like, they're not looking at it as that. They're looking at it as fulfill your last year of the contract. I guarantee you the Niners weren't going to offer him a new contract. He was going to walk as a free agent next year. Mm. I can guarantee that. But from his perspective and from his camp, yes.
I see what you're saying. It literally was not the end of your contract yet. Get out there and play.
I don't mean it in that type of a harsh way, like shut up and play. No, I'm just saying, like, you got another year, dog, and we're going to reduce – we're asking you to take a pay cut because your play or productivity, excuse me, has declined due to your availability. And so what this might have did for Eric Armstead was hurt his chances of getting another contract. And so this is probably why he walked. It wasn't just the insignificant amount of money that might have been less. It was the simple fact that he wanted to play, because if he still has the desire and heart to play football, he's going to need another contract. And he ended up in a situation with the general manager that drafted him. So, like, that's good for Eric Armstead. So congratulations to Eric Armstead.
I got my boy back. You know, it's crazy.
Is that how Trent Baalke sounds? You know, I don't remember. I have. I just don't remember.
Oh yeah. He's got.
I don't want to listen.
Raspy. Yeah. It's weird, man. I've never wanted to give somebody a cough drop so bad in my entire life.
Oh, he need a whole pack of cough drops.
Like, did you know you can overdose on them?
No.
There's actual. I promise. Listen, I did it.
Which cough drops? Not the mint. The menthol all, joint.
Bro, all of them.
They do have a little medicine in them.
Yes, they have, and they tell you, like, don't consume a certain amount in a certain time frame. And I remember I stayed home sick one day, and I kept feeling nauseous, and so I just kept popping them in, like, trying to, like, I wanted something. I couldn't eat because I felt nauseous, right? So you don't want to consume anything. You don't know if you're going to throw up. But I wanted something, and I had a sore throat. I was going through them joints like Skittles. And I was like, why am I not feeling better? And I read on the back, I consumed almost a whole pack, bro. I was just down. Now, you don't get like, oh, man, I'm zooted, but it gets you. It gets you,
though. I guess you could OD on anything. You could OD on water, too, if you drink too much. At the end of the day, you know.
Right.
So. All right, Mike. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about these round two. The terrible twos is what we're calling it. But I don't know if round two is more terrible than round one. Like, I mean, not that many picks to go through. So let's hit or miss. Let's get to it, man.
All right.
It's only four picks. Well, let's provide some context. Let's provide some context, because there's some years where we didn't have a second round pick. So, like, if you go to last year's draft, the second round pick was traded for Christian McCaffrey, right? And so we didn't have a second round.
So that's 23.
Yeah. And then I believe we traded
22, we had one. So then in 2021. Right. We had one. That's Aaron Banks. 2020, we didn't have one, and that was the year that we got traded up to get
Brandon Ayuk. Yeah.
Right. And then 19, we had one. 18, we had one. 17, their first year, we did not have one.
I thought we traded up, though, to get Reuben Foster. Yeah. So we traded our second round pick and something else.
So that's why there's only four.
Right. So that's the context behind it for those that want to know, what the heck? Four? Yeah, four is it. All right, Mike, spin that wheel. Let's do it, man. This is going to be fun. So we're grading and hitting and missing.
I want my drum roll back.
The good thing is, three of the four of these picks, 75% of these picks are still on the roster.
I guess that's one way to look at it. Yeah, that is. A fact. So Drake Jackson, the 2022 draft, was picked 61 overall. I'm gonna say, we said we weren't gonna say it remains to be seen. Like, we gotta say hit or miss, right?
I think if they're still on the roster, they ain't played, you kind of gotta give a little disclaimer, right? Like,
he had an injury, so he couldn't play last year.
His rookie year, he wasn't.
I'm gonna call him a miss.
It's tough to call him a miss due to the injury from last season that they said he had, but which he ended up having surgery. So, yeah,
he did.
His rookie year, wasn't expecting him to do much. He had flashes, but he was limited. Remember, he was shut down his rookie year. Remember, like, he played, and then he got shut down because he was dead legs, tired legs, something was wrong with him. And then last year, I mean, week one, he was the man against Pittsburgh. And then after that, like, he kind of, you know, I can't call him a miss, and I definitely can't call him a hit. So he's a dud for right now. I don't know. I don't know what to say. He's not a hit or a miss. I can't.
What grade you give the team for picking?
I tell you what, if Drake Jackson had gotten traded, he would be a miss. But since he's still on this roster, he's not. He hasn't been utilized. He hasn't really even been activated. Like you know what I'm saying? Like,
but that's part of the miss. This was the first pick that we had in that draft.
Like, it was the first pick, round. But it doesn't make it a miss yet, because if he comes out this year and balls so hard, then it's definitely not a miss. So that's why it's kind of like a mystery. But Drake Jackson, great. I mean, it's a D. It's a D. It's
a D right now.
It's not an F, but it's definitely a D.
You know what it is?
No.
It's early in the marking period, and it's a D, but you can still make this thing a B. Like, you could do some extra credit right now. You can work your way up to a B, but right now it's a D.
I'm digging that. There's no way anybody should give this higher than a D. Like, if you do, power to you. And there's no disrespect to him. He just hasn't been able to get out on the football field.
Yeah, we just haven't seen it. That's why I said we're not going to do it incomplete, but that was tough to see. So that's all. All right, let's keep it pushing, man. Let's keep it pushing.
I think the clips are out. I think the show is set. I don't know. Eric Armstead. All right, Aaron Banks. Uh-huh. I'm glad we get the chance to talk about it, because I think Mike and I have different takes on Aaron Banks. So
2021, number 48 overall, and I love this pick.
See, I don't love this pick. This pick was, I don't love it at all. And I, to this day, I still don't think this pick fits. Mm. But why do you love it?
I love it because he's one of the nastiest linemen that we have, and he's been out there. And he's
I don't get nasty from him at all, Mike. I'm pushing back on just about everything. There's nothing nasty about Aaron Banks. He like just a big soft tissue guy. But
every time there's a scuffle, he's the first one there.
Mike. Bullshit.
Every single
anyway,
time.
Okay. He's good. He's good. I do watch the film. You know I watch the film.
I'm talking about the scuffles. That don't show up on film. Watch the games again, and anytime something's going down, he right there.
What I will say that I like about Aaron Banks is they kind of like threw him in there, and he had to figure it out. And so I don't think he's as fluid yet. But coming from a power run school, an inside zone type of school, and Notre Dame being bigger. Remember, he had to go through the weight fluctuation. I don't know why they do these with these players, Mike, but he had to go through some stuff. That's why he redshirted his freshman year. Plus, we had Lincoln Thomas. He was able to sit. I'm not saying he's bad. What I'm saying is I still don't think he fits. So I would like to see a healthy Aaron Banks, because I thought last year, Mike, that at the beginning of the season, he was playing all pro football. And then you can say, due to the injury, he took a big dive backwards. And he was never able to recoup. Like, he was never able to recover, because I don't think he was playing healthy. Now, like I said, Aaron Banks is not a bad offensive lineman. I just don't think Banks is the lineman that fits here. But if you got meme, I would love to see it. If you got the meme mauling spirit, I would love to see it.
If you can push people around, which he does, that's cool. If you can drop in protection and block, which he does, that's cool. If you can get to second level when we need you to and take out a linebacker, which he does, that's cool.
Yeah, but he doesn't do it consistently, and that's my issue. And so, like,
I don't know what that means.
It means he's not doing it all the goddamn time. There's times he's missing blocks. There's times he's blocking the wrong guy. There's times that he's doing wrong things. And I'm not, all I'm saying is, I just, I don't know if that's because of the style that Kyle Shanahan wants his offensive line to do when it comes to inside zone, outside zone. I think on some inside runs, he the man. On the outside runs, I think he struggles. So that's kind of what I get. As far as pass pro, I think he's pretty stand-up-ish. I think he's hard to get by, you know, when he's dropping back in pass pro. But it's the run blocking that kind of – you can kind of see his flaws.
I will take a guy that you can count his flaws and mistakes on one hand when the season's over. That's good.
I'm not,
that's good for me.
And he's not a miss. It's a hit.
Definitely not a miss. This grade is a B, a strong B, like almost a B plus for me.
I got a C plus.
No way.
Yes way.
No way.
Yes way.
Okay.
Yes way. C plus.
All right.
And he's still growing. C plus and he's still growing. Because I think Aaron Banks still has potential to be the best offensive lineman with Trent Williams on the line. I just need to see the consistency and his and because he's made himself available year two, right? Year three, excuse me. He made himself available, but he wasn't healthy. So I can't wait to see what he looks like when he's healthy. Then I could be like, Mike Wright, he the man. Like everything Mike said, yeah. And then like if we go back and watch the games or watch the film on him, you'll see what I'm talking about. Like there's just times he's just not in the right spots. But it happens. So
10 million strong
and growing. You ain't think I knew the Flintstone Kids jingle, did you?
All right. Okay. All right. You got that one. I'm still the better jingle knower than you, but it's okay. It's all right. Here we go. We're going to spin the wheel again. I'm the jingle king. Pause. That sounded super crazy.
That sounded.
Oh, it's like a Pokeball. This looks like a Pokeball.
Oh, yeah, it does. Now that I didn't know what you were talking about, but it does.
We're about to catch them all. All right. 19.
Tanya, oh, wait, we snap. Got like Tanya said that I want someone perfect. That's not true.
Yeah, my man makes less than 5 mistakes a year, and you like, ah, yeah, all right.
He made more than 5 mistakes. We just not counting his mistakes, and you don't watch his mistakes.
I do. I'm the hardest critic. The
49ers
like.
Were the worst offensive line, like the 24th ranked offensive line in football, and Trent Williams was the best guy. So how does anybody get great grades? Like that doesn't make any sense.
What does it have to do with Aaron Banks?
Because he wasn't good. He wasn't good.
He was good. You're
crazy. He was not good. He was not. He was not good. He was good in flashes.
All right. He's not good.
I'll be insane. He was good in flashes. He had flashes of being good. He was not consistently being good. Y'all can miss me with that. I can tell you that right now. Because I know y'all don't watch Aaron Banks. I know that. But I'm telling you, if you go and watch Aaron Banks, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Weeks 1 and 2 and 3, he was tip-top, fresh, good. Then after that, there was a slight injury. Can't remember what the injury was off the top of my head, but that shit set him all the way back. And now I'm like, yo, why he playing so bad? Oh, he injured. Makes sense. I said he made himself available, but he wasn't healthy. That's the thing I gave him. That's why I gave him a C+. I'm not being a hard grader. He just got room to improve.
All right, Debo time now. Let's hear it. How? What? Ah.
Yeah, he was
36 overall.
Oh, he's a hit. He's a hit. So it's not about that. But we talk about I'm with these guys like with Debo. I'm ready to go straight up grade. Like you know what I mean? Because he's a hit. Like you know what I'm saying? And I even said Aaron Banks was a hit. Come on now. So Debo Samuel.
I think you did. Yeah, I think you did. Yeah.
So Debo Samuel is definitely a hit. I mean, dude made All Pro. What year two? Year three? Of his contract, he made All Pro. He's a hit, and you found out you could utilize Debo in multifaceted ways, like multiple ways, right? So, like, but if I'm grading him on last year, I mean, I'm gonna be harsh. B minus, like B minus to a B for Debo. You know, and it is what it is. I mean, availability is your best ability, and when the Niners, yo, Mike, we watched the game. I think, did we watch this game together? We watched the game where Debo got hurt and the offense flaked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm giving Debo an A. I love that.
I hate Mike. Mike is the worst.
I don't get it. I'm giving this an A. Like, this
you giving him an A for
best
effort?
I'm giving the team an A for drafting him. This guy,
oh, for sure, single-handedly
gave Kyle Shanahan all of his confidence. Like, this guy is responsible for me thinking that we have the genius head coach that people call him. Like, the monikers that he's earned around the league and this perception of Kyle the play caller. I'm attributing it all, anything that we've seen here successfully, I'm attributing it to this guy right here, the 2019 36 pick overall. And so I got to give this an A. This has to be an
A. You talk about A as far as the draft grade.
As far as the draft grade.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And even his production last year. I mean,
it was
wasn't
decent.
Terrible. He wasn't a 1,000-yard guy, but he was over 890 yards. And
yeah, it was decent. Like, but again, he missed time. And so missing time, to me, prevented him. And you got to penalize, in sports, you got to penalize them for missing the time. This is not like they could come back and make up the work. Like, you know what I'm saying? And some schooling. So that's why I'm in that B minus to B range. I'll give him a solid B on last year, but it was because he wasn't available. Like, the Niners, we lost 5 games last year, and it was due to him not being there. Like, just imagine if Deebo was there and we lost those games, we have a different conversation.
My man is a 1,000-yard all-purpose guy. He missed two. He'd had 1,000 receiving if he played in those two other games because he had over 890 yards. I have no doubt about it.
The draft grade, like you said, was A, like 100%.
But even last year when he's out there, he's an A. He's still an A.
I think he finished with a B. I think he'll tell you that he didn't play his best football either. If we asked him, and he's been clear about doing that. But I think he came into the season prepared to play his best football. Like, you know what I mean? And then, I don't know. Unfortunately, he just gets hurt.
I don't know where this one's going to land. Could be anybody.
It's going to land on Washington. All right, so here we go. Dante Pettis. Dante Pettis.
All right. Okay. You're going to be not. Okay. This was a terrible pick. It's an F. Mm-hmm. It's not an F. It's a D. It's a D. He gave us some production, but this guy just couldn't get it together, and it was not a good pick. And they traded up to get him, if I'm not mistaken.
They did?
Like this kid, right?
Did they do that?
Now I got to look.
You
now
know what look. It was?
If they traded up, it's an F.
You know what it was too, Mike? Remember, he had the return ability. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, he didn't. He never touched the field as a return guy.
No, Mike, I'm talking about in college. We were talking about, like, yeah, like, he did. He had the ability to return. I think he had a return.
Yo, let me tell you how special you are. Let me tell you how special. You said in Washington. Why'd you say that? You said it's going to land in Washington. Why'd you say that?
Because he went to Washington.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you just said, okay, never mind. That was good. Okay.
That's why I said on somebody's show or something. I said to somebody, there's only one receiver we drafted from Washington, and we're not going to get him, and that's Rome Odunze. Like, other than that, stay away from the rest of them. They all Dante Pettis's.
And, yes, they traded up to get him. Yes, damn. They did trade up to get him. Yeah, this is an F. If they didn't trade up to get him and it would be, who they selected,
it would be a D.
Cool.
Plus.
And they misused him because he had the return ability, and they refused to put him back there to let him even try.
Who was returning that? Was that Richie James?
Richie James. Fucking Rich. Oh, man. Don't get me started.
We get fucked.
Don't, man. All right. I'm taking the screen share off. I don't even want to see his name on the screen.
I'm okay. Oh, look. It was an F. It is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. But look, Eric Armstead.
Second round picks aren't terrible.
No, is that 50-50? You got 50-50?
We got Banks. Ayuk and Drake. That's three out of that's like you
I
said.
Can't, I can't. 75% is on the roster, but as far as I only graded 2, like so. Mm. So then 30, so 66, 33. I think Drake is incomplete. That's our first incomplete. I think we could give Drake an incomplete. Right.
Okay, I didn't know we were doing that because I would have given Drake.
We didn't do it the last episode because I think half of them dudes is five of them are gone.
Yeah, that with the first round, we should we just trade out? Like, what's
that? That's the whole purpose of doing this episode. Should the Niners never draft in the first round? Should they trade back into the second round where they have a higher percentage of hitting on their picks? Just saying. Now. Go ahead. The only thing you lose.
If
is that fifth-year option?
If you think about the three guys that they use second-round picks on to acquire, it makes the second-round picks look even better.
To get the first-round picks.
Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, yeah.
Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
You got Reuben Foster, but that's your one ding, though. So now if you look at all
Oh, so you're saying they hit on their second-round picks.
Yes.
Yes.
They knocking them out the park. They're knocking them out the park.
I don't want the – okay. The only thing the Niners lose out on, they pick at 31. That's like round
just
two.
Just think of it as a second. Just
come
think of
on,
it as a second
bro.
With an option.
Come on, bro. Trade to 34, 34, 5. You know what I mean? All right, get you some extra second rounder. Get another second rounder.
And then get busy in round two.
And get busy. Now you could draft that tackle in round two, and you gain more capital. And now you can address two positions you needed to address in the second round and hit on them picks. See, people think we stupid. Like, they think we don't understand what's going on. Like my man Greeting said, that's a bang bang. You know what I mean? Like, that's a bang bang. Only thing they lose, Mike. The only thing they lose, Mike. Is the fifth round option.
Fifth
year option.
All right, that's it, man. That's it. Let's go see if we can find this thing here. And he said, why are you classifying Ayuk as a second? No, I'm not classifying him as a second. I said if you look at the players they used to acquire with those second round picks, Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, and Reuben Foster. I said look at those people that they used the second round picks to acquire. I didn't classify him as a second round pick. So yeah, man. I think the Niners do pretty good. You got Ayuk. Well, you got Foster, Debo, Ayuk, CMC, Aaron Banks, Drake Jackson, Dante Pettis. Those are the seven.
Yeah.
Got some good names on that list. You got some good names on that list.
One incomplete? I mean, Debo and the CMC set that list, you know,
Debo,
great.
Debo, CMC, and Ayuk.
Yeah, great. And Ayuk, well, I forgot. Yeah, and Ayuk, yeah, like two All-Pros. Was Ayuk an All-Pro this year?
They said that it was pick 31. That's not what they used for Ayuk, is it?
They might have.
They traded back and got Kinlaw, so I forgot. I don't know which trade.
They didn't trade back to get Kinlaw. They got Kinlaw from the Colts pick. That was the Colts first rounder.
They didn't move back a spot and get him?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Brandon Ayuk.
Yo, Reuben Foster did look like he was going to be promising. he couldn't
he
stay.
Be a bully on
he,
that field.
He couldn't stay on the field, though. He couldn't stay on the field. Look, Jesse from Last Second Sports says CBS gave that pick a B+ after the draft.
He talking about Dante Pettis. I know exactly what he's talking about. That shit. I know exactly what he talking about.
He said
about.
They did trade back with Tampa. So they had the Colts, and then they traded back one spot to get Kinlaw.
Okay. So then they might not have used the – so who did they use the second-round pick on that year?
Maybe they didn't have one.
I hate that Brandon Ayuk's name is in the news right now. I'm typing Brandon Ayuk. Oh, Niners trade up to select Ayuk at 25. Let's see here.
Damn, we could have got Tristan Wirfs. Oh,
49ers gave up three selections, moving up six spots in the draft, sending number 31, 117, and 176 to Minnesota.
So we had two first-round picks that year. I think our original pick 31?
31. Yeah.
So Ayuk was always a first-round pick. We just moved up to get him earlier. Didn't we jump Green Bay?
Was this the year I was on TV?
Was this the year... Green Bay took it's not the year Green Bay took Jordan Love, is it?
Green Bay took Jordan Love. I don't remember. Was that the year?
I feel like Green Bay was going to get a wide receiver, and 49ers caught wind of it, and they jumped up in front of Green Bay, you know what I'm saying, to snag BA. Right.
I'm going to show the pick. I'm going to mute it so we don't get dinged for it. But me and Miss Debbie – I think, Wayne, were you on there too? This is the year that we did it. It was the COVID year. We were all on camera.
This is that year?
You don't remember? That was the Brandon Ayuk draft.
We can't get, they can't ding us for that. It's a picture.
Look. Oh, I was going to hit play, but I got the audio muted though. But look, that's the year.
Oh yeah, that was the year.
It's Debbie right there.
Yeah.
And then my family's right
Nick.
Here.
Look at
Nick. Yeah,
Nick
down there in the corner. Yeah, yeah, man. Look at my peoples, man. Let's go. My man Mark with the ring right there. Look at this. Oh, and then and Goodell, he hating, he covering people up still. That's wild.
I could have sworn I was on there that year.
Man. I thought you I know for sure you were on there the following year. They did it 2 years in a row.
Me, this is the year that he said Tony and I got into it. Why are we getting to it? Now they bringing up nostalgia. What did Tony and I do? What didn't I like?
I don't know. I don't know. What didn't you like?
I don't know.
I don't know. But,
well, you know, the good thing is, Mike, the Niners have a second round pick this year.
They do.
I'm going out on a limb and saying that their second round pick is going to be better than their first round pick. All right, and I'm out.
Unless
their
first round pick is a quarterback. All right, that's it. I ain't going to say nothing else, man. We live all the time, kicking it with the fam, bro. That's Breezy. I'm Mike, and this is The Bam Show. We'll see y'all later. Peace.